A Reflection for the First Sunday of Advent by Joyce Hutchinson. As we enter this Advent season, I am reminded of a friend who is in a hospice house, walking the final journey of her life on earth. She has two grown sons who are married with families, and a 39-year-old daughter who has Down syndrome. She has lived with her mom all of her life. As arrangements are made for her daughter to move to a group home, my friend Lily is devastated. She has been a widow for several years, and she and her daughter Jana have been constant companions. She can't imagine life without her. Jana seems to make the move smoothly and is adjusting well. Even though Lily is relieved that Jana's adjustment has gone well, she is devastated by the finality of the move. Not only is she grieving her own imminent death, she is grieving that she is leaving her family behind. Just hearing Jana's name brings tears to her eyes. The fact that her daughter has moved on to a new environment is a bleak reminder that Lily is dying. It is important to spend time accepting our dying as a normal, natural time in our lives, as normal as when we come into this world. Our dying invites us to connect with God, trusting that we will receive all the strength and guidance we need. Let us become aware of Jesus entering our lives as Emmanuel. Is there no better time than during our dying to be reminded of new birth, the birth of Jesus in our midst? As we begin this Advent season, let us seek the embrace of God for strength and courage during the most painful times for us. In this way, we will recognize and welcome the love poured out to us. Thank you.